Hello, I'm Cassie Becker with Growmark Corporate Communications, and I'm here today at the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives Washington Conference with our Growmark board members, Dennis Newhouse from Illinois, Kevin Melsheen from Wisconsin, and Matt Heitz from Iowa. Guys, can you please tell me a little bit about what we've been doing here? Matt?
We've been attending a variety of meetings and listening to some very excellent speakers, but probably one of the high points are the Hill visits that we do with our representatives and senators.
So it's definitely the peak of the busy season here. What makes it valuable for you guys to come out here and speak with your constituents?
I think it's important to come out and advocate for our position because, after all, if we don't advocate for ourselves, who will? And they really do appreciate our input to all these issues that we've come out here to address.
What are some of those hot-button issues that have been touched on here at the conference and we've also been taking to the congressman this week?
A lot of the tax issues, there's a 199 and 179, which is for the co-ops would be the old D-pad is what I call it, but also the 179 to deduct taxes off of your business for the IRS, also the waterways of the United States, and some of the WERDA, the waterway rivers, to get the tax on the barges so that we can pay and get 1,200-foot locks and dams. And also the GMO is always a hot topic that we discuss and try to get a standardized bill for the whole United States.
Can you guys give me an update on the WERDA bill?
Yeah, WERDA's been recently passed, and it's in the process. However, where the stumbling block comes is in the funding.
Okay. So do you guys know who they're looking to get that funding? Or
the barge companies have been more than willing to pay an extra tax on their fuel. However, getting it through the Congress is a little more complicated than what you would think. It's really a unique situation where we have people asking for a tax and Congress is reluctant to give it to them.
That is a very unique situation. So what would you say to individuals who, like yourself, are interested in these topics and are affected by these issues but aren't exactly sure where to start or what to do?
Well, first of all, they can get a list of every congressman and senator and either email them or write them a letter. But it's critical that we do come out to Washington and talk to them face-to-face so they see the face of the farmer because they're hearing the other side all the time. They're getting bombarded by people in towns that are anti-GMO or anti-anything farming. Some people, it feels that way. I don't think they are. But so they need to hear from every farmer that possibly can, and it's so easy just to send an email or even a call. They just want to hear. They even say, we just want to hear from you guys more. We are so disappointed in the farm bill, we didn't hear from farmers enough.
One of our principles, one of our founding principles, is cooperation among cooperatives. Do you guys feel like that's being accomplished out here at this conference?
I think that's probably one of the highlights for me personally at this conference. I've gotten to talk to the Alabama co-ops, Missouri Farmers Association. There's countless organizations out here, cooperatives out here, and getting to talk to each other and actually learning that their issues are essentially the same as a lot of ours that we face at Growmark. Really, it gives you a sense that there's a strength in numbers when we all are going up to Capitol Hill, all making those same arguments and pushing for the same things.
Great. Now, is there anything that I didn't ask you guys that you would like to leave for our listeners?
Yes, a thought I'd like to share with everyone is when I go home, people often say, well, gee, why didn't they do this in Washington, or why didn't they get that right? And when you have a chance to come out here and see the process and all the people that go through a congressional office in the course of a day, week, month, year, and all the different points of view that in many cases are very different from yours, it's amazing things work as well as they do.
The other thing I'd like to add, too, is when the congressmen or senators come back to our home territories, I guess I'd like to stress that take that opportunity and go see them and talk to them. Get your face in front of them so they can recognize you when you have the opportunity to come out to Washington, D.C. They know who you are. They know where you come from. They know a little bit about you. That adds to the impact that you would have when you talk to them about issues.
Yes, we witnessed a meeting with Paul Ryan yesterday, who is a representative from your state, and just being able to see the relationship that you have taken the time to build with him, you could tell that really he was invested in what you were saying. Do you agree?
Absolutely. I'm more than happy to say that Paul Ryan is become somewhat of a friend of mine. And with that relationship also comes the opportunity when he has issues that he's not sure where to go, he knows that he can call me too. And that's the best situation that you could hope for.
Coming out of yesterday in our Hill visits, were there any issues that congressmen or representatives were asking agricultural investors or producers to be aware of or to help with?
I would say the one that they asked that I heard the most was the concern about GMO and how that was labeling, and because there's just so much misinformation. And I think that's where we can do a lot of good as far as a co-op, as far as farmers go, to alleviate that fear factor of GMOs and what goes along with that stigma.
Thank you so much for your time, and we're very appreciative that you came out here for this conference, and we hope to see you back here next year.